miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 15 minutes. It's going to be a good one. Good one. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com for your comments or questions for Dr. Mike or guests, and join us on iHeartRadio Talk. Also, if you miss a segment or miss an interview or a Real Age Tip, you can go to RadioMD.com and catch the show. Listen to the whole show. You'll become smarter. And listen to it early and often. If you've had eye injections because you have macular degeneration or know someone who has, they soon could become a thing of the past because of nanotechnology. Dr. Mike, tell us more about this.
Well, it's only been used in about 8 patients so far, but when you have the wet form of macular degeneration, and what that means is blood starts leaking out of fragile blood vessels. What happens with macular degeneration is you don't get enough blood supply to the macula, so you, in your attempt to correct this, create new blood vessels. Well, those new blood vessels are abnormal and are fragile, and so they leak blood, making the thing worse, meaning you leak blood, you get inflammation there, you get scarring, and it gets less eyesight in the macula. So it's a self-perpetuating and worsening positive feedback system. So what the doctor does is they find these blood vessels and they apply a drug, and there are several, Avastin is one of them, that kill the blood vessel, that stop new blood vessels from forming and that coagulate or stop that blood vessel. Well, this requires skill and injection by the ophthalmologist to get it on the macula in the right way. And it's a fairly expensive procedure, both because the drug is expensive and because the physician's skill is great. Well, now with nanotechnology, it appears you can get back to the retina with an eye drop. You put the medicine of Avastin in a little nanoparticle and put an eye drop in, and it gets back to the retina, saving you not having to have a physician, a skilled ophthalmologist, do this, and secondly, maybe making it much more easy so you don't have to go to a doctor's office, you don't have to schedule the appointments, etc. So it's only been used in 8 patients, worked in what I understand is a majority of those, but not all by any means, but appears to be on the way, this nanotechnology, and if it's so, it will radically change the way we treat wet macular degeneration. Joe?
Yeah, my mom has it, wet macular degeneration, and she went through the series of eye injections. It sounds a little more gross than it really is, actually. She didn't have a problem with it. I think she took Lucentis. Is that the drug she took with the injection?
Yep, there are several drugs, and Lucentis is one of them.
Yeah, and she took them for as long as, you know, they were effective. After a while, once, you know, they don't become effective anymore, then they don't give it to you anymore. But, you know, luckily, it hasn't progressed anymore. And she's 83, and, you know, but it's a tough thing to deal with because, you know, it's I guess you see a shadow in front of you. She can see an insect on the floor, you know, from where she stands, but she can't see my face clearly when I speak with her. It's like a gray cloud, so it's a very frustrating thing to deal with. And after they figured out they couldn't do much with the injections anymore, so and there are ways to some things you can take to keep that away, right? I know, is it lutein in multivitamins, right?
Right. So what you want to do is to prevent the first stage. So there are 2 stages. There's a dry stage, which is very common in America, and then a wet stage, which your mom have, which is rarer, associated with genetics, it's associated with diabetes, it's associated with smoking. So there's some things that you can avoid. That is, if you avoid smoking and avoid blood sugar control problems, then you can reduce your chances or delay the onset. But the most thing you can do is prevent the first stage, because it goes from stage 1 to stage 2. How do you prevent the first stage? It is DHA. We speak about 900 milligrams of DHA for everyone over the age of 50 for your memory. Well, it also helps prevent the first stage, the dry macular degeneration. And the second thing is lutein and zeaxanthin, 10 milligrams of lutein, 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin. Those are found in leafy green vegetables, but we often don't get enough. For example, I was eating a lot of leafy green vegetables, and when my doc looked at the back of my eye with a special device that measures lutein and zeaxanthin, it was clear that I wasn't absorbing those as well as I should. So I now am on a supplement with DHA, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which is probably what all of us over the age of 50 should be on to prevent the first stage. Going from the second stage to worsening second stage, there are specific eye vitamins called Ocuvites is one of the brands that have been shown to decrease the onset. And those contain DHA, lutein, and zeaxanthin, as well as a specific group of vitamins such as vitamin C, E, and some zinc and copper. And the quantities of those have recently been revised. And the Ocuvites and the vitamin companies have kept up with that, so there are specific vitamins you take for that. But the key is those don't help prevent the first stage going to the second stage or prevent the onset of the first stage. What all of us should be doing is DHA, xanthine, and lutein, zeaxanthin and lutein, in from age 50 on. Joe?
Okay, so what now, moving on to a heart attack and the connection between heart attacks and tempers. People have short fuses, you know, angry outbursts, that kind of behavior. What is the connection between somebody's flying off the handle and possibly getting a heart attack?
Well, it turns out that someone's anger causes rupture of plaques. So we have plaques in our arteries. Most of us have them. That is, if you look at Americans, it's probably 80% of us over the age of 30 have plaques, and it gets a little higher as you get older. And those plaques require inflammation to rupture. It turns out that one of the things that appears to cause inflammation, maybe because it turns on inflammatory genes, is anger. And so you double your risk. If you have an angry outbreak, you double your risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 30 days. So for example, if you have a 2% risk, that is, you normally have a 2% per year risk of a heart attack, you would have a 4% risk. If you have a 25% risk, it goes up to a 50% risk. So it's a great increase percentage-wise, but it also depends on your underlying risk. So the key, again, is not only managing your anger, and that's absolutely key. Learn the stress modification techniques so you manage your anger, and anger management is key, but also decrease all the other risk factors you have for coronary artery disease. That's absolutely a key.
I kind of wonder how some of these coaches coach teams, you know, sports teams, and how worked up they get about things. They elevate that blood pressure level. They probably put a little strain on their heart, right?
Absolutely. So when Boeheim in the Duke game, one of my favorite examples of, he looked like he was trying to pull his jacket down so he was containing himself. I mean, it must be very hard to contain yourself when you see a horrendous call, or what you think is a horrendous call. I thought it was a horrendous call at the time. When you see a horrendous call, and you want to yell at the ref. Well, if you're a fan, you can yell anything you want at the ref.
Yeah, and you never yell at basketball games. I know that. You keep a level head every time you go to a Cleveland Cavaliers game. That's
as you know, I would almost get thrown out, Joe.
Yes, right. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.